Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we always try to bring refreshing, inspiring topics of discussion. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today as well, we have a faith refreshing, a beautiful topic of discussion. Before we go into that direction, let's recall the beautiful hadith. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Let's make some good intentions today, in fact, right now. Then, O Allahu Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to this program, the Silsila, for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That what I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others out there. Whatever other good intentions you can think of, make it now to gain maximum thawab, to gain maximum rewards from the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who recites Durood-e-Pak abundantly will be closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, our topic of discussion is going to center around shukr, ashukru lillah, meaning gratefulness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to a parable first. Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Sahabi Jaleel, one of the great and eminent Sahaba Ikram, he says that a man was blessed with magnificent wealth. A man was blessed with an abundance of worldly wealth. And then he just lost it all. He then begins to praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that was left with him was a mat to lie upon. But he continued to praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite the tasbihat of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Another rich person comes along and says to him that, you have just a mat to lie upon. Now what are you praising Allah azza wa jal for? What are you thanking Allah azza wa jal for? He replied, I thank Allah for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all the wealth in this world. So that rich person inquired, what blessings are those? And he responded, do you not see your eyes, your tongue, your hands, your feet, as these are also great blessings of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this parable, we have learned that one should not only thank Allah Azza wa Jal when we gain wealth, when we are happy, and likewise, we must not, you know, only make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal when we are in problems. Some people, they make an abundance of du'as when problems, calamities enter into their life. That doesn't work like that. We are believers. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And Everything is within the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of opportunities. He is the opener of doors. He is the remover of problems. He is the remover of difficulties and of troubles as well. So we turn to Him. Whether I'm in a state of happiness or in a state of sadness, I must always turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. I must never leave my 5-time salah. We have people on different sides of the spectrum that on one side a person is so overjoyed, so happy, they're getting whatever they want. Whatever their heart desires, they're getting it. But in that mix up, enjoying these blessings that Allah gave, Azza wa Jal, they forget Allah. How do they forget Allah? They don't read their salah. They're so busy plotting and planning their next vacation, their next holiday, the next thing to do. I've got, you know, I'm just getting flooded and drowned in wealth. Let me buy my own personal private yacht, private jet. Let me fly to this island, spend my money here, buy this, get this kind of a house or two houses, three houses, buy this shopping complex. Always plotting, planning in the process. Their salah time goes. The dhikr that they used to do is gone. The durud-e pak and salawat, gone. Recitation of Qur'an-e pak, gone. Allahu Akbar. Spending time with their parents, gone. Spending quality time with their kids, with their spouse. They're too busy in the office now. They're too busy overseas, in the overseas offices. And on the other side, a person lost everything. Like the person in this parable, or had an abundance of wealth, and just like that lost it. What did he do? What do some people do today? They sink into depression. They forget even the simplest bounties of Allah. And they don't thank Allah. They sink into depression. They start taking these. They get medicated with these antidepressants. They can't sleep at night. Always worried. Always in sorrow and in grief. Because of the pressure and the stress and the worry and the anxiety. And you know, it's just a circle that goes round and round and round. Believe me, you know, if you live your life as a true believer, if you follow the sunnah to the T, if you read your salah, not just read your salah, if you establish your salah, fixed, no matter what it is, 5-time salah, properly, correctly, as it's supposed to be performed. That your qira'ah, your recitation of Qur'an, your tasbihat in ruku in sujood is 112% correct and accurate. That you are concentrating in your salah, that you know at least the meanings, that some of the translations, when you're reading, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Reading verbally, but whilst that is happening simultaneously at the same time, your mind is pondering over the meaning, the translation. All praises are due to Allah, Lord, Sustainer, Cherisher of all the worlds, all the universes. So whilst you are reading simultaneously at the same time, you are pondering over the meaning. Allahu Akbar. And then you feel your salah differently. Try it out, inshallah. So maybe you'll ask like, which classes can I attend? Dawud Islam is there to help you, to help us. Dawud Islam is there to hold our hand and take us forward. You enroll in Madrasatul Madina for grown-ups, specialized classes for adults, males, separately for females. And even online, Madrasatul Madina is available. In fact, over 30 different online courses are available via our website, dawoodislami.net. Take advantage of all these things. By doing so, who is going to benefit? You and I will benefit. Because each person wants to better themselves. And don't let a day go by where you don't learn at least one thing new. And believe me, if you are in the circles, environment of Dawud Islami, where there is a constant push to learn and teach and learn, where there are constant motivations and encouragements to practice the sunnah, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey the commands of the glorious Qur'an. Constantly, whether you are watching Madani channel, Madani Mudhakara, whether you are filling out your nek a'mal, pious deeds every single day, whether Islamic Brothers are traveling with Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, whether you are reading the weekly booklet of Dawat-e-Islami, Zan-e-Madina magazine of Dawat-e-Islami, whether you are attending the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami, or the daily halqas, the daily dars, Allahu Akbar, they ask this so much on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, and yearly basis as well. There's a lot. Imagine, from there maybe, over these years, I've more or less learned all of these things, but you will pick up something different, something new along the line, if you're constantly in this environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us and keep us in this beautiful and fragrant Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right, so showing gratitude and gratefulness is part of being a good person, having a good character. Somebody does you a favor, you won't just have a sulky face, you'll smile, you'll thank the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done us one of the greatest favors by giving us iman. Should I not thank Allah for that? Iman. And if iman is there and you leave this world with iman, you will enter Jannah through the mercy of Allah, not through our good deeds. Doesn't work like that in Islam, no. Not through one's good deeds, doesn't work like that. Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, that person would enter into Jannah. Also, if through the shafa'ah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his intercession and help, then Allah's mercy will be shown to that person as well. Some Muslims, yes, they will burn in Jahannam for the sins that they had committed on this earth, and then eventually they will enter Jannah. So long as the person died with iman. So we have iman. Allah gave us iman. Should I not be grateful to my Lord Azza wa Jal? Not just that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included us, included you, included me in the ummah of his most beloved one, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should I not be grateful for that? Should I not thank Allah? Ya Allah, you gave me iman. The wealth of iman, the greatest treasure. Ya Allah, you done an even greater favor by placing me in the ummah of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I thank you that you made me a Muslim, that you allowed me to be born to Muslim parents. Ya Allah, you gave me opportunities in life. Even for reverts out there, those whose parents are perhaps not Muslim, thank Allah that He guided you to Islam. So those who are born Muslim and those who revert to Islam, thank Allah, continuously thank Allah. We have too many blessings that we take for granted. We do. We don't think about the eyesight, the hearing, the ability to speak, the ability to think, the ability to use our hands, our feet, our limbs. We don't think about these things. If you contemplate, you'll realize that these are bounties, because I just have to ask the person who has lost their eyesight, try this experiment out. Take a blindfold. Put it around your head, covering your eyes tightly. Not too tightly, but enough that you can't see any light coming in. And for a day, try to do your chores as a blind man. Just to empathize and, you know, they say walk in the other person's shoes. One day is too much. Maybe 5 hours, 1 hour, half an hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes. Try to do your normal everyday chores in that way. And believe me, very quickly you'll come to realize eyes and sight are an enormous blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I thank you. I thank you for giving me the ability to see, Ya Allah. And likewise with your hearing, try it out. Likewise with your tongue. Just close your mouth, don't speak. Perhaps you may learn sign language. One of the things that we should, you know, one of the things that should be on our bucket list is to learn sign language so we can communicate with people who can't hear. Subhanallah. And sometimes you'll see Amir al-Sunnat, Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah, that mashallah azza wa jal, he communicates via sign language as well. In fact, there's a special department. There's a special department for special Islamic brothers. Of course, for sisters, that is separate as well. For those who are unable to see, unable to hear, unable to talk. Where they are also, why deprive them? They are also taught to recite the Quran, to memorize the Quran. They are also taught, some of them enrolled into Jamiatul Madina to become Alim al-Din. Some of them are already qualified. They are also taught about the Quran, about Sunnah, about the social etiquettes of Islam. They taught about these things. Subhanallah. So, keep in touch with Dawud Islami. Wherever you are in the world, if you can't find a Madani Markaz, an Islamic center of Dawud Islami near you, then online, be part of the online community, the online family of Dawud Islami. And believe me, you won't miss anything. Be punctual with your salahs. Be punctual, alhamdulillah. If you don't have a center near you, you don't have an ijtima near you, Madani channel is there to keep you company. The ijtima is live on Thursday nights. And like that, there's throughout the day, 24/7, 112% purely Islamic content. So take advantage of this. Even if you're alone somewhere very far away in the middle of the ocean, there's one thing. Nek a'mal. I remember our teachers used to tell us that even if you get stranded on an island, don't leave your nek a'mal, your pious deeds. That's a program. This is such an effective program. The person who practices upon it will have istiqamah, steadfastness. And that's not easy for the common people like us. Being steadfast on the deen is not easy in the day and age that we live in. But what makes it easier is nek a'mal. Go into App Store, Play Store. You type in the N-E-I-K space A-M-A-A-L. Nek a'mal, pious deeds of Dawud Islam. And you'll be amazed. You'll be surprised that this is there to help me to transform my life, to reform my life. It reminds you about making good intentions. It reminds you about establishing your 5 times salah. It reminds you about reforming and rectifying yourself. It reminds you about reciting the Quran. And like that, daily, there are 50 plus questions that you have to ask yourself on a daily basis. Nek A'mal is a secret tool, because you are asking yourself in secrecy, in privacy. You are asking yourself. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, it works. Ask those who practice upon it, they will tell you, they will confirm it, they will guarantee it, that this is a life changer. This is something that is guaranteed to change my life for the better, towards something positive, subhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, thank Allah Azza wa Jalla as much as you can. Even if it's just plain and simple saying, Ya Allah, I thank you, Ya Allah. I am grateful. Talk to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah is the all-hearing, the all-knowing, the all-seeing. He knows us better than ourselves. He knows what is in the inner recesses of our hearts. What are our intentions? What are our thoughts? He knows everything. Talk to Him. Have a conversation with Allah Azza wa Jalla. We do that already in our 5 times salah. But out of your salah, talk to Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what I'm going through, Ya Allah. For the sake of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, remove this problem, Ya Allah. Remove that difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given me these limbs, organs, body parts, eyes, ears. I thank you, Ya Allah. Let it come from the bottom of your heart. I thank you, Ya Allah. You gave me so much. Ya Allah, please help me. Please include me amongst those who are grateful, Ya Allah. Include me amongst those who always repent in your court. Always turn back to you. Always rely only on you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make me dependent on no one but you, Ya Allah. Talk to Allah. I'm telling you, the feeling you will get is unreal. Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Hani, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, has mentioned that one of his friends had stated that once a person asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, that, O Abu Hazim, how should I show thanks for these eyes of mine? He, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, replied, if you see something good, then publicize it. And if you see something bad, conceal it, hide it. He responded, how should I show thanks for my ears? He replied, if you hear something good, then remember it. And if you hear something bad, conceal it. How should I show thanks for my hands? He replied, do not use them to obtain anything unlawfully, and do not restrict them from fulfilling your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then asked, how should I show thanks for my abdomen? He replied, for it to have food in its lower portion and lots of knowledge in its upper portion. And then he asked, how should I show thanks for my private areas? And he replied, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, translation, and who guard their private organs, except from their wives or the legal bondwoman that they possess. For then, there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limits. He then asked, how should I show thanks for my feet? He, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, replied, if you see a living person that you are envious of, then use your feet to act like him, meaning to perform good deeds like him. And if you see a dead person that you resent, then refrain from acting like him, meaning do not step towards evils. If you do this, you will become one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever gives verbal thanks only, what we would call lip service, whoever gives verbal thanks only and not with the other parts of their body, he is like that person who has a piece of cloth and takes hold of one corner but does not wear it. This cloth will not protect him from the heat, the cold, the snow, or the rain. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, whoever is content with the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expresses shukr, gratitude, and thanks to Him in every circumstance, for whatever blessings, whatever bounties He has given us, Allah Azza wa Jal will further increase those blessings for Him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's up to us whether I want the blessings that I have to be increased or decreased. If I want them to be increased, I must thank Allah. But let's be honest, when last did I really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When last? Be honest with yourself. That, okay, did I really express my gratitude when I received A, B, and C? When I got that job? When I passed the examination? When Allah blessed me with a child? With a baby? Allah blessed me with these opportunities? Or do I focus on, I lost this and I failed at that and this happened and I got sick and A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That shows where my mind is, positive or negative. If I want more from the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to express more thanks to Him. He knows better than you and I. He knows better. And I don't just turn to Him in dua when I have a problem, when I have a need. No, whether you have the need or no need, continuously turn to Allah. And in your duas, Ya Allah, I thank you for these blessings you have given me. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant me more, but don't make me of those who are ungrateful, Ya Allah. Grant me more so I can help those who are helpless, those who are in need, those who are disadvantaged, Ya Allah. I can help the deen, Ya Allah. I can help Dawud-e-Islami. Because your Dawud-e-Islami is working. Working in over 80 different departments to uplift the Ummah. The Madrasatul Madina, where tens of thousands of students are studying. The Hibs Academies, the Jami'atul Madinas, the Darul Ulooms for boys, for girls, of which there are over 1,100 in the world. All are studying at no cost at all, free of charge. Your Dawud Sami has countless number of masjids, Islamic centers, jami'at, madrasas, darul madinas, and they are always expanding and increasing around the globe. Of course, expenses are there. So this is where you as a potential donor comes in. If you are channeling your funds towards these avenues, then you can be rest assured it's going to be used in these areas. And all those ulama that qualify, alims, alimas that qualify, hafizas that qualify, all those people who qualify from the courses that we have to become better Muslims, more practical Muslims, upright citizens of society. That thawab is coming to you. All those masjids that are being built, all those ulooms that are being built, all those madrasas that are being built, those who are studying there, who are performing their salah there, your thawab meter is just running. You know, some people, because they can't see that thawab, that reward in the physical form, so they are less motivated to contribute towards the deen or to do more good deeds. But lucky is that person, fortunate is that person, that does it now, invests now, so that they benefit in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, if Allah Azza wa Jal blesses someone with something in this world, and that person expresses thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing and becomes humble for Allah Azza wa Jal due to this blessing, then Allah Azza wa Jal benefits him from this blessing in this world because of that. He Azza wa Jal will elevate his ranks in the hereafter. And the person whom Allah Azza wa Jal gives some kind of blessing in this world, but he doesn't show any thanks, he is not grateful, he doesn't show humbleness for Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives him of this blessing in this world and opens up a tabaq, a compartment of fire for him in Jahannam. Then if Allah Azza wa Jal wants, he will punish him in the hereafter, or he will forgive him. So which side am I on? That whatever blessing I have, whatever it is, as I mentioned earlier, your sight, your hearing, your ability to speak, your ability to move your limbs, to walk, to talk, to use your hands, these are enormous blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever blessing Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me, then am I grateful? Am I humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Allah, you have given me these blessings, Ya Allah, I thank you. Or am I ungrateful? And I look at that person, you know, but okay, Allah has given me one car, one house, but he's got two houses, and he's got a flat by the beachfront, and he's got a 4x4, and a luxury sports car, and a runaround car, and this, and he's got ABC. What about me? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, if you put it one step back, you've got a house, you've got a vehicle, maybe you have a business or a job. Now think about the person who's lower than you financially. He'll be looking at you that, although yes, I can see, I can hear, I can talk, I can walk, I have all these blessings, but Ya Allah, that person, meaning you, that person has a nice house to stay in, comfortable house. Me, I'm staying on the streets, I'm staying in the shelter. That person's talking about you. Ya Allah, that person has a nice vehicle, a nice car. I don't have no car. I have to travel with the taxi and the bus. I have to use public transport. That person has a job. I don't have a job. I'm begging on the streets. So, you know, think about it that way. Our scholars have advised us. And you know, if you want that contentment, this is how we need to create our mindset. This is how we need to make our minds. If we want, and this is one of the ingredients. It's not the main ingredient, but it's one of the ingredients. That if I want that contentment, because everybody is searching for this. For what? Not just happiness, fulfillment. What we call sukoon, tranquility, contentment, fulfillment. People are searching for it. And one of the ingredients to attain this, our scholars have very beautifully, they give this advice. When it comes to the world, worldly things, earthly things, never look at those who are above you financially. Not just financially, but in terms of their wealth, in terms of the influence, their profession. Maybe they've got a PhD. Maybe they have several businesses. Maybe they have a lot of influence in certain sectors of the country. So never look at the person who is higher than you. You won't be happy. You'll always keep trying to become like them. Dunya-wise, worldly-wise, look at the people who are below you. But don't look obviously with the eye that, you know what, I'm better than them. Because I have these, they don't. No, in the sense that look at those who are below you financially. So you show gratefulness that, Ya Allah, this person doesn't have a home to stay. You gave me a home, Ya Allah. I thank you. This person doesn't have a job. This person doesn't have these things. You gave it to me, Ya Allah. I thank you, Ya Allah. If you are in the situation, if you have the ability to help the person, help them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if Allah has blessed you with an abundance of wealth, then remember, you are going to be accountable for that. Today the auditors are asking us, the taxman is asking us, okay, where you spent this money? On the Day of Judgment, I'm going to be questioned. Where did you spend this money? And think about what answers will I give. So if Allah has given you, then spend on your family. Pay your bills, your overheads, your expenses. Take a portion. Reinvest it in your business, or take it. If you don't have a business, you have a normal job, take out some, save it. No problem. And take a portion out. Give it to your Dawat-e-Islam. Because as I mentioned, Dawat-e-Islam is working in over 80 different departments and has great expenses. With your help, with your support, this can become a sadaqah jariyah, a recurring reward even after your passing away. By us establishing masjids, madrasas, jami'at, darul ulums, and so forth. So worldly wise, look at those who are less fortunate than yourself. And Islamic wise, dini wise, look towards those who are higher than you. So dunya wise, worldly wise, don't look at those who are higher than you, look at those who are below you. So you thank Allah. And Islamic wise, dini wise, look at those who are above you, not below you. So if you know, okay, I know how to perform my salah, I'm reading my 5 times salah. Don't let it get to your head. Be careful of the wasawis and evil whispers of shaitan, that if you look at the one below, that I know, you know, he doesn't read his 5 times salah. He's not punctual with his salah. Or he's not reading his salah properly. I'm reading my salah properly because I learnt it. I have established my 5 times salah, so I'm better than him. A person may not say it, but somewhere inside the heart or mind, it's possible it could be there. Illa mashaAllah. You know, it applies to whomever it applies. Firstly to me and then to everybody else that it applies to. That somewhere in the heart, you know, yes, I'm reading my 5 times salah. That guy, he's not reading his 5 times salah. So what's the problem here? I'm looking at the person who's, you know, lesser. So since he's not reading his 5 times salah and I am. But I suppose we're looking at the one who's above me. Meaning, for example, the person doesn't just read their 5 times salah. The person reads their nawafil salahs as well. The person punctually reads their tahajjud salah, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never missed. The person is punctual with the salatul ishraq, the salatul duha, the salatul awabin, tahiyyatul wudu, tahiyyatul masjid, salatul tawbah, maybe salatul hajat. They are reading salatul tasbih once a week, maybe every day. I'm reading Quran. Maybe I'm reading one ruku, one juz, one page. that person is reading one manzil a day, or one manzil he finishes in 1 week. Allahu Akbar. Me, I am, my Ramadan is tip-top. Every day I fast. What about that man? He's fasting every Mondays and Thursdays. He's fasting every second day or every day. Allahu Akbar. I'm giving charity. I'm giving 100 rand every week or 1,000 rand every month. What about that person who's giving 10,000 rand every month? Who's giving 100,000 rand every month? If I do this, I'll always try and strive to better myself. It's like a madani competition. That I don't compare myself to somebody who is lesser, in inverted commas. Who gave you the ability to do? Who gave you those opportunities? Your life is in total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azzawajal in an instance can take a person from here to there. And in an instance, Allah Azzawajal can take a person from there to here. How the mighty have fallen, we have heard of this many times. We have seen it many times. That one day, the person is over the moon, rich and mighty, doesn't even want to associate with their own family members who are poor. We know cases, the cases are there in front of us, and our ulama, our scholars. We know personally cases. When the person fell, now they actually associate with their poor family members. And the poor family member will come to you and say, but I know, I'm surprised. This person used to live in a bungalow, in a mansion, in this certain place that is known to be for the rich and elite. And used to drive the latest cars, had a dozen cars for him and his family, and many properties, beachfront flats, and every 3 months overseas, either for business or for pleasure. Shouldn't even want to know us, shouldn't even return our calls, shouldn't even call us, should forget about visiting us, should never even call us. Complete separation. No, you guys, y'all are there, so I need to associate with people at my level. And when Allah Azza wa Jal takes them from there to the bottom, then they start associating with people of at their level, at the bottom. Don't become like a person like this. How unfortunate. If Allah blesses you, and it's not just about wealth, an abundance of wealth. No, no, no. Wealth will not be able to extend your life by even 1 millisecond. Person will argue. Person without complete understanding may argue that, you know, but it can, because I can afford the best medical treatments, best facilities, the best hospitals. Maybe so. But your date and your time to expire, your expiry date and your expiry time is already written down. Written down. Even if you safeguard yourself in the highest and strongest of fortresses, the angel of death is going to visit you. Can't stop him. The best treatments, the best specialists, can't stop the angel of death. When your leaf falls, it's over. That leaf is not going back to get reattached to the tree. So make the most of this short life. Thank Allah, and continue thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His benefits. So like I was saying, wealth is not the only thing. Knowledge, ilm, knowledge of Islam, knowledge of Deen, especially those who do the Dars al-Nizami, the Alim course, or Alima course, and they qualify, and they go on to study the Takhassus fil Fiqh, specialization in jurisprudence, and then they go on to study other subjects, to specialize in the Arabic language, or to specialize in comparative religion, and you know, they use the youth to learn the maximum. How much they can learn, they just learn, and they continue to keep in touch with the great scholars of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And they continue, they make themselves like a sponge. They don't, even if they qualify and they have their degrees, they don't look at themselves as cups that are full to the brim. Some people, you know, you know what I know, what I learned, what degrees I have, you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Amazing. Do you know who I am? Do you know who you are? Allah knows who you are. You can portray a very innocent or productive life on the outside. If it's the same on the inside, good for you. Masha Allah. If you see something good in a person, hey, this person, Allah has given him wealth and he's using it to build masjids. He's using it to help poor families. He's using it to create jobs. He's using it to create sustainable development. He's using it to create Madrasatul Madinas and Jami'atul Madinas and Darul Madinas. And so you admire that person. And you say, MashaAllah, Ya Allah, give him more. Grant me also and give him more. Because jealousy, hasad, is so bad. It eats up your good deeds, how fire eats up wood. And we wouldn't even realize it. We don't realize it. Because we can't see our good deeds in a physical form, that they are being eaten up by the jealousy that I am displaying against a certain individual. So if you have that intention and you make that dua, Ya Allah, you have blessed that person, bless me also, Ya Allah. So I also can help the deen. I can also help the poor people, etc. Ya Allah, bless me also and bless him with more. That is not jealousy. That is admiration. You're admiring and you're making dua for that person's bounties and blessings to be increased. And for you to also is a catchword. Not that, Ya Allah, it must be taken away from that person and those kind of blessings must be given to me. That's jealousy. And jealousy will finish you. It will finish your good deeds without you even realizing it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Well, indeed, the one who shows gratefulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them more. The Quran mentions in Surah Ibrahim verse 7, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. If you give thanks, I will give you more. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us, you want more? Give thanks. Show shukr. Be grateful. I'll give you more. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali bin Salih, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, mentions that this verse means that if you thank me, thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, with obedience and worship, then I will increase your blessings. And that brings us to this one point. The ulama ikram, as you have heard it now as well, have told us, one of the best ways of showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of being grateful to Allah jalla jalaluhu, is to be obedient to Him, is to worship Him, obey him. Obey the Rasul. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the Rasul. Man yuti'u Rasula faqad ata'a Allah. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, faqad, so definitely he has obeyed Allah. That's what Allah wants from you and I. As believers, obedience. And this is the best way to thank Allah, is to obey His commands. Where will you find His commands? In His kitab, kitabullah, the book of Allah. In His kalam, His words, the kalamullah, the words of Allah. We're talking about Al-Qur'an, Al-Furqan, the Qur'an. Those are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is talking to us, telling us something. Like this verse I just mentioned. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah is telling you and I something. Allah is saying, if you give thanks, I'm going to give you more. I will give you more. So how do we show thanks? We go to the hadith. We go to the aqwal of the pious people, the sayings of the pious people. Sit at the feet of righteous Sunni ulama. If you want a complete and correct understanding of the verses of the Quran. So ulama have said, how do I show thanks to my Allah? What's the best way? Best way is obey Allah and obey the Rasul. Worship Allah. Don't neglect in your duties, your rights. Fulfill your rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill your rights to the people. These are ways of expressing your gratitude. And yes, even verbally thanking Allah, talking to Allah. Do it. You will feel so nice. Especially before you sleep. You know, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah advises us. Before you sleep, make a fresh wudu. This is also in Nek A'mal, one of the points. Read 2 rak'at nafl, salat tawbah. You're done? Do some ja'izah. Fill your Nek A'mal out. Think about your day. Think about, did I hurt anybody's feelings today? What wrong did I do today? You don't have to tell any other person. You're sitting there in your musalla all alone. It's you and Allah Azza wa Jal. You are confiding, you are expressing your weakness, you're reflecting over your day to recall your what bad I did today. And then for each one, say, Ya Allah, I hurt this person's feeling, Ya Allah. Please forgive me, Ya Allah. Then the next day, go and ask them for forgiveness as well. Ya Allah, I did this, Ya Allah. I said this, Ya Allah. For each one, think, recall. And make tawbah, sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do tajdeed iman. Renew your iman. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did any kufr, any disbelief, knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, Ya Allah, I repent and I renew my iman. La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will sleep with a very clear conscience that you know what, you made your tawbah, you thanked Allah, now you're going to sleep because you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Don't forget, although we're going to be leaving you now, stay with Madani channel. Stay with Madani Muzakara, where there's lots to learn from His Eminence Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. We'll see you next time, same time, same place, only on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.